The Darwin Festival is underway right now, and one of the events on there is a one-woman show created and performed by the actress and singer Ursula Jovich. It's a cabaret of songs and stories, and it's called Magpie Blues. In a tick, we'll hear one of the songs, but first here's Ursula to tell us what the show's about.
Magpie Blues is a story about myself, so a lot of this cabaret is about me growing up.
What's particular about your story growing up?
I guess it's because I'd grown up with an Aboriginal mother from Arnhem Land, Northwest Arnhem Land, and my father is from Europe. He's a Serbian. And to now being an adult who speaks neither Serbian or Brada, my mother's language, for a number of years it was something that really bothered me, that these things were so close to me, yet I couldn't actually grasp them and hold on to them and really claim them as my own. So it really bothered me for a very long time. And then I started, you know, talking about it. And then we got to writing just a whole heap of stories, you know, things that came up. And then from those stories, we developed the show. And it also talks, I mean, I comment a lot on Indigenous issues throughout it. And that's all it is. They're just comments. And for people to try and understand on an emotional level rather than an intellectual level. And Magpie is my totem. I remember the first time I heard it, my mother told me that that was my totem, and I wasn't really impressed with this animal. I thought
something more interesting
and, I don't know, graceful. But, you know, as you grow up, I look at it and I go, yeah, that is me. That represents who I am. There's the black and white. And it's one of the most beautiful sounding birds, you know, when you listen to the magpie sing. It's just amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's a mimicker too. So I'd say I'm very much a mimicker. And the blues, I guess, refers to the sadness that I had to kind of carry with me in regards to not really finding my place. Where, I mean, that it's so much more different now. I mean, I feel so good about both my backgrounds, but yeah.
And we're going to hear the title song from your show, this song also called Magpie Blues.
Yes.
You wrote this song?
I did. I wrote this song with one of the band members, Ben Rogers, and it, you know, Magpie Blues, it's all about the identity, the black and the white, and just people's ideas of, you know, you've got to separate, you've got to choose this or you've got to choose that. It's like, I don't want to. The black and the white make the magpie, so yeah, that's what Magpie Blues is.
Where I
Ursula Jovich with Magpie Blues, one of the songs in her show also called Magpie Blues. And she's performing it this week at the Darwin Festival. That recording was from when she did the show a couple of nights in June at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. I guess it's sort of an out-of-town tryout there as far as the people of Darwin are concerned. And we'll have more from the Darwin Festival next week here in Artworks. And I've got to say, it is a place that really puts art before politics. This week, the Northern Territory government decided to move one of its parliament sitting days so that it wouldn't clash with a Wiggles concert. And don't forget that you can check the Artworks page on the Radio National website if you want details about something you've heard or for a link to more information. This is Radio National, abc.net.au/rn. I'm Amanda Smith, just moments away from the news now. Thank you.